Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. This summer was the summer of cicadas. After spending the last 17 years underground, millions of periodical cicadas emerged in southern Wisconsin. WUWM's Lena Tran and Lake Effect's Jimmy Gutierrez went to Lake Geneva to experience the emergence for themselves.
So, Jimmy, we're past Labor Day weekend. Summer is coming to an end. How are we feeling?
All right. First, I live for a long weekend.
For sure.
Okay, but not to be too somber about summer, but it felt like a goodbye. And things I love are that kids are back to school. I'm not constantly sweating from all that corn, but I am already feeling nostalgic thinking back on summer.
And of course, thinking back on my summer, it was all about cicadas.
Oh my God, I feel like this was your best summer ever.
Best summer ever.
It was like equal parts the summer of cicadas and the summer of Lena, but because of the cicadas.
I was obsessed right away. I mean, they're underground for 17 years, feeding on sap from tree roots. They emerge and they just have a couple months to, you know, eat, be eaten, mate, lay some eggs. It's real circle of life stuff. And it kind of made me think about how at the beginning of every summer, I feel this need to have a really great one, to make something of these beautiful long days we have in Milwaukee, to not miss a single farmer's market.
Okay, can I say the farmer's market bouquets were out of control this year? But yeah, yes, agreed. Also, though, besides farmer's markets and cicadas, this was a big summer for you.
Yeah, I'm going through this transition. You know, I just moved to Chicago. So this summer, I had to say goodbye to Milwaukee. I found these periodical cicadas to be weirdly relatable. And when I learned that Lake Geneva, right in the middle of Milwaukee and Chicago, is the place to experience Wisconsin's own brood, well, you know I had to drive down there.
That's the worst kind of ASMR for me.
It was insane. I could hear them through my car.
I don't like any of this.
Even with the windows up, the moment I crossed into town, it was like Lake Geneva. This place had been chosen.
All right. You just created a brand new nightmare for me.
Yeah. Well, I talked to PJ Leash. He's an entomologist at UW-Madison. He says what we're hearing here is this duet between male and female cicadas.
A duet.
The males have these membranes on the side of their body called timbals. It's like the membrane on a drum. For this month or so while they were out, it's the males singing or screaming to attract the attention of females. At a close range, the females can snap her wings. And so you get this little back and forth calling between males and females. Eventually they mate. The females will then lay eggs. And a few weeks later, they're done and gone for 17 more years.
This wasn't going to happen for another 17 years. I was like, I need the people in my life to experience this.
I'm in your life. And you know, I'm always down for an adventure. So you, me, and our partners all carpool down. And I'm thinking maybe that in real life, the sound of them would be like soothing or maybe impressive. You know, after all, this is a summer of emergence.
It is. So next, we go to Lake Geneva.
Okay, maybe a bit of foreshadowing, but driving down, the sky was really gray. And it started to sprinkle. And the closer we got, the harder it rained.
It turns out cicadas aren't really fans of rain. You know, they'll crawl under leaves and take shelter. And that means no more mating calls.
I do think that we still made the best of it. Thanks in large part to Cicada Palooza.
Cicada Palooza!
Yeah, Cicada Palooza, which is a real thing and was happening at the library. Downtown Lake Geneva was packed, all these puddled streets and cicada lovers and tour groups dotting each block. It was like Lena's as far as the eye could see.
These were my people. So many parents braved the weather to bring their kids. I met Annalise, she's 11, and her mom, Samantha, they came down from Argyle. Annalise could not drag her eyes away from this little jar that had two cicadas she'd caught. And Samantha told me that the two of them are bug nerds.
That means when you see something, you're like, oh, come look at this!
Like when I saw the cicada emerging earlier.
Yeah.
I'm like, come, everyone.
look. It's like you just won the jackpot. unfortunately, these cicadas are older than you. Like, and they're just about ready to vote. I mean, they're getting to be to the point where, yeah, like anybody that's like here, yeah, it's a good chunk of your life is like, they've been down there underneath our feet, not even knowing that they were there.
All right, this image is not helping. I did find someone who did help, though. And there were these really cute entomology students from UW. And they had a good reframe for me other than zombie bugs. Ari Maurer even got philosophical talking about the cicada journey.
So cicadas are a creature of patience, right? They spend all of this time underground and they're just waiting for this perfect opportune time. What's crazy about them is we don't exactly know why they know it's that opportune time, and we don't know why they come up every 13 or 17 years, they just do it. And I think that's something a lot of people relate to. They spend their entire lives waiting for that kind of perfect time. But unlike cicadas, we have to realize that we don't just have a vibe like that or a feeling. We got to take that own initiative. And I think that they make the gigantic jump from underground to on trees, and we can do the exact same thing. I really love them because they're cute and they're derpy, and they've gone through a lot of hardship to get to where they are. But ultimately, when they come out, they're beautiful, and they come out strong, and they come out in groups. And I think that's really neat of them.
All right, at this point, like, I'm all in. I'm full on Team Cicada. And then under this tent of cicada plushes, yes, cicada plushes, I look to my right, and there's a small child, and he's got cicadas crawling all over him.
Oh, my God.
What is that on your hand?
A cicada.
Cicada? Are you not scared that it's, like, crawling all over you?
No.
What does it look like?
It looks like a big, huge, fuzzy, like a baby frog.
Like a baby frog?
But more than their legs, and it has wings, and red eyes.
It looks like it's very curious of you, too.
Yeah, it likes me.
All right, this is Soren Binney, and we talked for a bit. He calmed me down, and then he had a few questions for me.
Do you like cicadas?
Do I like cicadas? I am learning to like cicadas, and you made me braver to feel like I could hold a cicada, so if you can believe it, I'm actually going to go and try to eat a cicada.
Oh my gosh.
All right, I just want to be clear here that this did not come out of nowhere. This was always kind of a part of our unspoken mission, especially after so many people at Cicada Palooza talked about eating them and that cicadas were on every menu in town.
Jimmy, somehow you went from being kind of squeamish around just the idea of cicadas to being very committed to eating one. And I mean, you know, I was down to eat one.
I mean, if I saw Soren handling them, it felt like a call to action, a call that I had to answer.
I really wanted this to happen for you. And because of the rain, we saw the cicadas we could. I was hoping there would be enough to swim in, but, you know, maybe I can settle for enough to eat and drink.
And so it began. I looked up every place that served food and drink. I'm talking breweries, fancy seafood spots, ice cream parlors. Anyone and everyone that was open, I called and asked, hey, by chance, do you have cicadas on the menu? And I will say, I have not felt as rejected since I was a teenager. And then an angel answered the phone and said, yes, we can put cicadas on anything. Maggie Moo's Dairy Ripple was my savior, and salvation was a mere 15 minutes away.
We should say that you didn't just call these places. We went to a number of them, a supper club, this bar. We even followed a lead from someone who said they were selling seasoned cicadas by the pound in the parking lot at a state park.
It sounded so promising.
Yeah, but the ranger gently informed us this was not the case when we pulled up to the gate.
Not that sells them to eat, not here.
This is why Maggie Moo's hurt so bad.
We've been had.
All right. Well, you guys are cute. This place is cute as hell, so maybe we'll just get something to eat. It's non-cicada related.
If I give you a bowl of dipped chocolate, you can pour it on whatever you want to. I'm not saying you have to pour it on cicadas, but you can. But I'm not going to allow any cicadas into my building.
Okay, fair. Understood.
All right, so it's a little bit of a gray area.
Okay.
I don't like bugs.
The same.
But if you have some cicadas of your own, that's your choice.
Okay.
I will give you whatever you need to dress them with.
So, quick update is that called up Maggie Moo's. They told me we can put cicadas on anything.
Very promising. Very promising. And we get here and they have cicadas on nothing. They said they will not let them into the shop. And it turns out they thought that I was calling and pranking them. And in turn, they were pranking. They pranked us.
I felt very bad that our cicada adventure was such a bust. By this point, we'd pretty much gone full circle around Lake Geneva, so we were back in town.
But you did have a genius idea.
The cemetery?
Yes, the cemetery, because we had all the dip set to go. We just needed some cicada protein.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were serious, but if you were, I knew the cemetery was the stop. It's the oldest one in town, so it was one of the best places to see tons of cicadas. They haven't been disturbed for almost 200 years.
You were right. There were tons of them.
Oh, hell no. No. It's making noises.
Did you hear them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like hissing almost.
I have a live one on the tree.
I don't know if I can eat him.
I don't know if I can eat him either.
They're so sweet. I'd like all
Jimmy,
my
how are we feeling here?
Like a coward? Like I was ready to be a coward. Besides all the cicadas, the cemetery was pretty empty. There was, though, a couple across the street that we noticed. The trunk of their car was open, and they were kind of huddling over it and looked like they were working on something.
Are you all performing cicada science over here?
We are.
Wait, what's happening over here? Do you mind? We were with Milwaukee Public Radio, so.
Oh, right on.
We are collecting whatever we can from Chicago and from here and from Wisconsin to see what we actually collect, if we can tell the difference between the different species. Okay. So we're preserving them in some dry ice, labeling where we got them from, and I'm going to take them back and look at them under a microscope, see if we can differentiate the species, see if we can tell which broods are which, if they're the 17 or the 13 year.
Okay. Yeah, so
all right, that's Erica Morales. She's an entomologist at New Mexico State University, and she had recruited her partner Chad, possibly against his will, to be her assistant.
When we first arrived here, we went to go get some pizza in Chicago, and we are walking around in the parking lot, and they are everywhere. It was perfect. I was kind of in heaven, and the first thing that one does to my finger, as I picked one up, they say they don't bite, they say they don't sting, which they technically don't bite or sting, but they may tell you they pierce. And one little guy landed on my finger, and he's like trying to put her little proboscis or her mouth part. She's trying to put her mouth part into my finger, and you can see her trying to get some phloem from there, but she's not going to get
much. She thought you were a tree.
She thought I was a tree. Best compliment ever. Best compliment ever. Yeah.
I have a question about food. Have either of you eaten them yet, or have any interest to eat them?
Just did at the library.
Yeah, I spoon-fed him. I spoon-fed him a cicada. He had no idea what was going in his mouth. They were handing out these little ice cream sundaes. I was actually going to eat it, and I don't know if you said something or if you looked at me. I'm like, oh, he wants one. So I just picked it up, and I spoon-fed it to him. I was like, oh, by the way, I think this is the
cicada. Yeah, we still have a little bit of growth in our relationship. Like, oh, he wants one. No, that's not what I was saying. That's not what I was communicating.
Cicada.
But it wasn't. So the next question, it was a little crunchy. Yeah. It was just like any other little crunchy topping you might have in your ice cream.
Okay.
No other particular flavor.
Not freaked out, no hesitation.
Of course I was freaked out. I was like, what the hell? But no gross taste, no, just an emotional reaction. Like, oh, that's a
that's where we're at,
chunky, that's where our relationship is at.
We might not have heard the collective scream of cicadas that day. We might not have eaten them, but we did find this really sweet cicada science couple. So I just want to check in with you. Where are you now on your cicada journey?
Yeah, still have not eaten, but I still have my butterscotch dip. But I felt like the cicada and I grew closer, you know? Like, it felt like at the end of this, it was a summer of emergence. The cicada people emerged, you included. I did as well, handling bugs. And I did lean into the wonder of how wild an occurrence this really is. And, you know, at the end of the day, what a summer if it's not love, big transitions, and a little buggy.
Yeah, I love that. The cool thing about these periodical cicadas is they kind of let us time travel. Like, I can picture it 17 years from now, getting excited for another emergence. But also, I'll be thinking back to this summer and how I fell under the cicada's spell, and how we had this ridiculous adventure in Lake Geneva. I'm really grateful for the cicadas. They made my last summer in Wisconsin, for now, one to remember.
All right, so Lake Geneva reunion, 17 years.
See you there.
That was WUWM's Lena Tran and Lake Effect's Jimmy Gutierrez. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.